Hare Krishna. As before, we have discussed point number 13, what qualifications are needed to become a Guru Sevak, means within bracket servant of Gurudev. Sriman Achyutananda Prabhu has typed it out already. Now, slok number 14, what are the disqualifications of a Guru Sevak? Achyutananda Prabhu has typed out first 6 points of this. Now we are dictating rest points of point number 14. Who is disqualified of a Guru Sevak? We discuss up to Doridra. Now Vyadhigrasta. If someone is always in disease, means incurable disease, always this and that, one after another disease always with him, he is not qualified to be a Guru Sevak. If he is always sick, then how we can serve Guru? He will take care of his own body or he will serve Gurudev. So he is not qualified to being a Guru Sevak. Krodhi. Krodhi means always who is angry. Bhagavan Sri Krishna told to Arjuna, Kama esa, Krodha esa, Rajaguna samudbhava. The lust and anger come from mood of passion. But Guru Sevak must be mood of goodness. Then one day he will be nirguna, beyond of all these three modes of nature. And krodh means anger is the root of all evil. If you are always angry, then one day you can do very bad thing. I don't want to say about this, but our Srila beloved Gurudev, Om Vishnupada Parivrajaka Acharya Varja, Ashtotra Sata Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, he had one sevak as before, Lakshman Prabhu by name. He was very nice, very handsome, he would do very nice in kirtan. He was served Srila Gurudev. One day he was very angry. One day he became very angry with Gurudev and he burned all his cloth into ashes. So if he have to respect everything used by Gurudev, just like I have to respect like Guru, but he became so angry and he burned, but it is not good. Now another point, Vishayasakta, who is very angry, he is not qualified to be a Guru Sevak. Vishayasakta, always attached to material thing or sense of material enjoyment, is they are always attached with sense of material thing and sense of material enjoyment, is not qualified. Lubdha, who is very greedy, seeing anything, oh I want this, I want that, anything you will see new thing, oh I want that, although it is not needed for him, it is not favorable for the service of Hari, Guru and Vaishnav, still he want that, they call lubdha, means very greedy, they are not qualified. Parachidran Nesi, who is finding fault in others. Our main duty is to have to find our own fault. Knowing our own fault, we have to try remove that fault and then have to try our level best to serve Sri Hari, Guru and Vaishnav. First Vaishnav, then Guru, then Sri Hari. But if we find fault others, then what will be result? Their fault will come in us and will be derailed from our own good quality. It mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Para Svabhava Karmani Na Nindet Na Prasangset So Asubhaset Sarthat Asattavi Niveshata. Para Svabhava Karmani, others are nature and activity. Don't criticize, don't praise. If you do so, then their bad quality will come on you and you will derail from your own business. Means your service of Krishna, service of Guru, service of Vaishnava. So be careful. I am giving example. Have given as before, I think, still I am giving one. In there is one village, and there is a big village. In one end of the village, there was a saintly person, which speak Hari Katha, and the other end of that village, there is a prostitute. By her business, she used to make money and maintain her life. So when Sadhu came to know that the end of the village there is a prostitute, so whoever is to come to him always criticize about that prostitute. Oh, she is so bad, she is doing this thing, that thing, why she came in this village, why she is not going out of this village. All men became mad after her like this. He forget to speak Hari Katha, only speaking prostitute Katha. And other hand, whoever come to prostitute to fulfill their last desire, always prostitute lament and is to tell, fie on me, fie on me. Oh, there is very good saintly person in the other end of the village, but I am so sinner, I could not go to him to listen Hari Katha. Oh, she is so nice, he is so nice, always speaking Hari Katha, always Krishna Katha, Sri Ram Katha, Sriman Mahaprabhu Katha, past time of Sriman Mahaprabhu, past time of Sri Ramchandra, past time Sri Krishna. So one day big earthquake came and whole village went under the earth. All finished, no one is there. So one day so when will you give up this body, according to our karma, messengers of Jyam means personification of death will send his messenger, or Lord Vishnu is sending his messenger according to our own karma. And somewhere the messengers of Indra will come to take heavenly planet like this. So Yam Maharaj means personification of death, he sent of his three messengers, means which sin we used to do by our body, by speech and by mind. So he sent three messengers of him, and they went to that saintly person and pulling his soul. Then saintly person told, oh, you by mistake came to me, you have to go other end of the village, there is a prostitute, always she is engaged herself in bad activity and bad business and make people mad after her. Go there and take her soul to Maharaj Yam. They told, no, our master Sri Yamraj, he not did any mistake, specially sent to us, to you only, not to others. Well, why so? Then they replied, because you are always find fault after her, so her all bad quality come to you. So you are no more longer saintly person, you are more wretched than a prostitute, so you have to go to hellish planet. Then they pulled her soul and took him to Yam Maharaj. In other hand, four Vishnu Dut came to prostitute and they request the prostitute, oh Devi, please come with us and ride on this chariot, you have to go to Vaikuntha planet. That prostitute already began to weep so bitterly, oh, I am so sinful, I am so sinner, I always engage in sinful activity, I am not good quality, I am not allowed to go there, I have to go to hellish planet, you did mistake, please go to that saintly person, so he is qualified to go, maybe Vishnu by forgetting send you, but you came another end. They told, no, 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 our master beyond that illusion and other thing, because Vishnu's all senses are perfect, no imperfect sense like human beings, like you are doing, because you are always glorifying the saintly person and absorb so much in saintly person, although you could not go there. So all good quality of a saintly person possess you, so you are qualified to go Vaikuntha planet. Then they took her to Vaikuntha planet. So we should not find fault others, we have to find fault our own self and have try to remove that, then we can do Hari Guru Vaishnava properly. Matsarata Vishishta. Would not be so much popped up, not so fried, and seeing other prosper, not be envy. If you do so, then you are not qualified to be a Guru Sevak. Banchak. Banchak means cheater. Guru Sevak must not be cheater. He always be very simple hearted and serve Hari Guru Vaishnava simple way. Rukchabak, to use harsh word. The Guru Sevak must be use sweet language, not any harsh language for others. If others are using for harsh language yet, but he have to use sweet word. Seeing your behavior, people will go, oh, he is so nice, then his guru must be so nice. Especially if he is coming newcomer, for them have very much use sweet word. And not for older one, for everyone. Onnai rupe dhan parjak. Guru Sevak must not earn any money in bad way. What needed for the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava, he will do in very simple and by religious minded, he will earn money, not like selling drugs, smuggling, stealing. It is not good for a Guru Sevak. They are not qualified. If someone is smuggling and drug business, illegally drug business, smuggling, they are not qualified to being a Guru Sevak. Parodar Rata. Guru Sevak must not be attached with others' wife. He should be free from illicit sex. Bhakta Vidyasi. Guru Sevak must not be envious towards devotee. He must be very simple hearted and respect all Vaishnavas according to their quality. If someone will bhakta vidyasi, envious towards bhakta devotee, then they will be Vaishnava parad, Vaishnava parad. You have to be careful, because it is mentioned in scripture, Hanti Nindanti Vaideshti Vaishnavanna Abhinandati Kruddhate Yatina Harsa Darsani Patatani Sat. If someone killing Vaishnav, criticize Vaishnav, envious towards Vaishnav, not welcoming Vaishnav, being angry seeing Vaishnav, and not being happy seeing Vaishnav. If you do so, then you are Vaishnav Bhakta Vidyasi, then it is Vaishnav Aparad. Have to be very careful. Apanake Pandit Bale Abhimani. Think I am a great scholar. I have to be very meek and humble and very submissive. If although you are very qualified, have to be very meek and humble that I know nothing, and what Gurudev will order me, I will obey his order. If you think, oh, I am very great scholar, then Gurudev will not tell you Harikatha and will never give you his seva. Like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada, being so learned and scholar in his time, and he went to Srila Gaurakrishna Dasa Babaji Maharaj, who worldly illiterate, and took initiation from him. So devotee must not think him that I am a very great scholar. Bhrashtavrata, who always slipped from his vow, is taking vow and could not maintain. One meaning, another meaning. Vrata means like Ekadasi Vrata, Janmashtami Vrata, Ram Navami Vrata, etc. Oh, Ekadasi, we forget, I took grain, oh, I will do tomorrow. Not like this. Have to maintain Vrata, the fasting day, properly. Onnir dos suchanakari. Guru Sevak should not inform Sri Gurudev anybody's fault. If you always see others' fault and complain to Gurudev, then devotee will be unhappy with you, then you will not no longer be proper servant of Sri Gurudev, because no man are perfect in this world who is in bondage stage. But the duty of a Guru Sevak to encourage others, not to discourage, especially in the service of Sri Gurudev, always encourage, not discourage. If you always inform Gurudev, complain against others, then it's not good. Paradukha Dayak. You have to give other happiness, don't give him distress. If you give him distress, so then how people will love you as a Guru Sevak? Then you have to be, always have to give pleasure to others, then they will be attached towards you, and through you they will go love, their Shraddha will increase too much towards Gurudev, then they will be proper Guru Sevak, and they will increase their Krishna consciousness, then Bhagavan will bestow, and Srila Gurudev will bestow much more mercy upon you. Adhik Bhajankari. Guru Sevak must not eat too much. If eat too much, then you cannot control your senses properly. Like if you eat too much, then too much sleeplessness will come, you will be little lazy and too much sleepy. So it mentioned in Gita, Juktahara Viharascha. After that sloka, I have to come type out. Juktahara Viharascha. If you Juktahara Vihar, then okay. From for maintaining your life and service of Gurudev, as much needed you do, don't take too much. If you eat too much, what will be? Then Udarbeg will come. Having too much Udarbeg, then Upasthabeg. I just gentle bound to come, then you'll be derailed from your bhajan. Krura Karma. You should not do any bad activity. There are so many karma, it's very cruel, you have not to do so. If you did so, then not qualified to be Guru Sevak. Duratma means Dushta Atma. You make your Atma very simple and very happy. If you so much always did bad thing, then your Atma, your soul never be happy. How it will possible sabai pung sang paro dharma yato bhakti radhak saje ahitukka bhajati jabhakti prasiddhati. If you do so, then your atma will be very happy. If you not do, if you do against of this, then you are duratma, you are not qualified to be Guru Sevak. Nindit. You have not to do such a thing that others will criticize you, hated you. Don't give any scope to others that they will hate you. Papistha, don't engage yourself in sinful activity. Naradham, don't be Naradham. Naradham means what is duty of human beings you will do. don't any do thing like which not be done by any human beings, like animal. If you work like animal, then you are not qualified to being a Guru Sevak. Kukarjo hite anibritta, have to always be far away from bad activity. If you engage yourself in bad activity, then you are not qualified to being a Guru Sevak. Guru Sasan Savane Asamartha Bhakti. Sisya means, if you make it derive according to Sanskrit grammar, the verbal root is swa, sas, and then suffix is kap, then called Sisya, who is eligible to tolerate Gurudev's punishment. If someone is able to, unable to hearing Gurudev's punishment, then Gurudev will not give his own servantship to him. This is the disqualification to being a Guru Sevak. What to say about in Gaudiya Sampradaya, even in other, in Jaimini, Sugata, Nastik, Nagna, Kapil, Gautam, even they are not, if this disqualification is there, they are also being qualified to being Guru Sevak of this six persons, six Sampradaya. Six, not six, six, which mentioned by Jaimini, etc. For them, they are not so qualified. Now we will discuss number 15. What are the direct duties of a Guru Sevak about Guru Seva? 15. What are the direct duties of a Guru Sevak about Guru Seva? Although the Guru Sevak has so many duties and responsibilities, Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur describing him in very short, not in details, as a nutshell. Disciple all every day bring Gurudev's water. As before, in ancient time, they used to bring water, used to put in clay pot, in a clay pitcher. But nowadays, what is needed to arrange his drinking water, have to do that. Kush Puspa Yajna Kashta Haran. As before, there is fire sacrifice, especially in Treta Yuga. And other yuga also, for worshipping, flower needed for fire sacrifice, flower and kush grass and dry wood, which is granted by Vedas, that kind of not all wood are not qualified to being in fire sacrifice. Disciple have to arrange all these things. And nowadays, when fire sacrifice is there, disciple have to arrange flower, kush grass and firewood. And especially for Kali Yuga, then Gurudev will chant his Gayatri Mantra and other what is needed for him, he have to arrange. Gurur Sarir Marjan. Have to massage Gurudev transcendental body. Chandan Lepan, have to give sandal paste to Srila Gurudev. Griyamarja, have to clean his room. Vastra Prakchalan, have to clean his cloth. গুরুর প্রিয় হিতকার্য কার্য অনুষ্ঠান করিবে। হি উইল এনগেজ হিমসেলফ এভরি ডে হুইচ গুরুদেব লাইকস। অ্যান্ড গুরুর গুরুকে গুরুর ন্যায় ব্যবহার করিবে, মিন্স হ্যাভ টু রেসপেক্ট পরম গুরু অ্যাজ গুরু। ই হ্যাভ সিন ইন জৈব ধর্ম দ্যাট পরম প্রেমদাস বাবাজি মহারাজ ওয়ান ডে হি ওয়েন টু ভিজিট হিস গুরুদেব অ্যান্ড বৈষ্ণব দাস উইথ হিম। আই থিঙ্ক ইজ বৈষ্ণব জৈব ধর্ম ফার্স্ট চ্যাপ্টার অর সেকেন্ড চ্যাপ্টার। অ্যান্ড হাউ প্রেমদাস ডিড প্রণাম অ্যান্ড হাউ বিহেভ উইথ গুরু। বৈষ্ণবদাস লার্ন ফ্রম দেয়ার অ্যান্ড হি বিহেভ সেম থিং টু হিস গুরু। ইভেন হোয়াট টু সে হ্যাভ টু রেসপেক্ট আওয়ার পরম গুরু লাইক উই আর ইউজ টু রেসপেক্ট আওয়ার ওন গুরু, সেম টাইপ। ইফ ইউ আর এনগেজ ইন সার্ভিস অফ শিল গুরুদেব বাট ইউর প্যারেন্টস হ্যাজ কাম হ্যাভ টু টেক পারমিশন ফ্রম শিল গুরুদেব দেন ইউ ক্যান টক উইথ ইউর প্যারেন্টস উইদাউট টেকিং পারমিশন ইউ নট অ্যালাউড টু স্পিক ইউর প্যারেন্টস ইভেন ইউর প্যারেন্টস হ্যাজ কাম। নাও অ্যানাদার পয়েন্ট, হোয়েন এভার ইউ স ইউর গুরুদেব সিং হিম হ্যাভ টু ডু ফুল প্রস্টারেশন অন দ্য ফ্লোর। নেক্সট, এভরি ডে হ্যাভ টু অফার হিম রাইস ড্রিঙ্ক অ্যান্ড হু হোয়াট থিং গুরুদেব লাইক সো মাচ হ্যাভ টু অফার হিম আফটার হিস প্রসাদ হ্যাভ টু অ্যাকসেপ্ট হিস রেমনেন্ট। নেক্সট, বাই ইউর মাইন্ড বাই ইউর স্পিচ বাই ইউর অ্যাক্টিভিটি বাই ইউর লাইফ বাই ইউর ওয়েলথ ইউ হ্যাভ টু ডু হোয়াট ইজ হোয়াট সার্ভিস ইজ ফেভারেবল অ্যান্ড হোয়াট ইজ সার্ভিস ইজ নিয়ার অ্যান্ড ডিয়ার টু গুরুদেব। টু টেক শেল্টার অফ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ হোয়াট ইজ নিডেড ইনিশিয়েশন উইদাউট ইনিশিয়েশন ইউ কুড নট অ্যাটেন্ড কৃষ্ণ প্রেম। মেনশন ইন স্ক্রিপচার্স বিনা দীক্ষা বিহীনস্য ন সিদ্ধি নৎ সদ্গতিম তসমাত সর্বপ্রযত্নেন গুরুণা দীক্ষিতা ভবেত। বিনা দীক্ষা বিহীনস্য উইদাউট বিং ইনিশিয়েটেড বাই এ বোনাফাইড গুরুদেব ইউ নট গেট এনি পারফেকশন ইন কৃষ্ণ ভজন অ্যান্ড নট এনি গুড ডেস্টিনেশন। সো সাম হাউ আদার বাই ইচ অ্যান্ড এভরি রেসপেক্ট বাই অল রেসপেক্ট ইউ হ্যাভ টু প্লিজ হিম প্লিজ বোনাফাইড গুরুদেব হ্যাভ টু বি ইনিশিয়েটেড বাই হিম। হ্যাভ টু রেসপেক্ট গুরুদেব অ্যাজ এ ভগবান বিকজ ইট মেনশন ইন চৈতন্য চৈতামৃতম গুরু কৃষ্ণ রূপন শাস্ত্রের প্রমাণে অ্যান্ড শিক্ষা গুরুকে তো জানি কৃষ্ণের স্বরূপ। সো গুরু ইজ ম্যানিফেস্টেশন অফ শ্রী ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ রূপ অ্যান্ড স্বরূপ অলমোস্ট সেম। And after initiation, you have to give some dakshina to Gurudev. What will give dakshina? Which wealth you have and your body have to offer Srila Gurudev as a dakshina. The second one, you have to know the Sevya Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality Godhead, always situated in the heart of bona fide Gurudev. And have to respect Gurudev as like Krishna and have to fasting in Ekadashi Tithi. Harivasa day means Ekadashi Tithi, Janmashtami, Rav Navami, Gaur Janmotsav, etc. Now, point number 16, what are the prohibitions for a Guru Sevak regarding direct Guru Seva? You should not spread your feet in front of Gurudev. If Gurudev is sitting, you are sitting, then you are spread your feet towards Gurudev. This offense. If you are tired, if you feel any pain, you can go out from there. Another place you can spread your feet, not in front of Gurudev. Without taking permission from Gurudev, you will not go anywhere. If you want to go anywhere else other than his ashram, if you take permission from him, then you can go. It is not proper, the second one, not proper to boasting in front of Gurudev. If you are qualified also, don't boast in front of Gurudev. You are boasting too much, it is not good. This prohibition by scripture. Uccha vakya, don't speak louder in front of Gurudev. Even it is prohibition, speak louder in front of Diti also. Guru namacharan, you should not utter Sri Gurudev's name here and there everywhere. If it is needed, please fold your palms and with respect, then you can utter his name. Don't imitate how Gurudev walking, how he speak. I mean, don't imitate his voice and don't imitate what activity he is doing. Don't neglect Gurudev's word, means Gurudev's advice. Don't step on Gurudev's seat. Don't step on Gurudev's vehicle. Don't step on Gurudev's wooden sandal. Don't step on Gurudev's cloth. And don't step on the shadow of Gurudev. Or don't take a cross. All this previous thing. Don't worship others in front of Gurudev. But it mentioned in scripture, Harireva Sadaraddha Sarvadeva Sareshara. Then what to do? Yes, you can worship Hari, but have to worship Gurudev first. Then taking his permission, then you can worship Hari. Don't accept anything without offering to Gurudev. What to think about eatable thing? First you have to offer everything to him. And the special thing of him, don't eat that. What you like so much, without being you are eating, it is not good. Wherever you come, please welcome him standing from your place. If Guru is chastising you, rebuking you, don't neglect him and don't use any harsh word for him. Without serving him, don't chant your Anik mantra. You have to first serve him, then chant your mantra, Gayatri mantras and Harinam mantra. Who is criticizing Gurudev? Don't, no dialogue with them or don't associate with them. Guru Sevak should not eat any fish, meat, boar, tortoise, etc. And that means Guru Sevak must be complete vegetarian. And putting your shoes, don't go to house of Riti and don't go to Gurudev's room. Belling, I think you are there. Go.